because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season, step boldly into it. His divine grace is sufficient, and His Spirit is leading you.
Good morning. I want to welcome everyone. Come on, jump on in. The water is good. Listen, just a quick word of encouragement for you today. Listen, oh my God, listen, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, let's check something out. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning Daily Bread broadcast with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning, it's not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, or Elohim, and the Word was God. Now, listen, God is not His name, okay? But in this particular passage, the term God was Elohim, Theos, or Father, okay? So when you understand that, that first of all, let's just get this straight, okay? Yes, God is omniscient. He's everywhere at all times. He is the all-powerful, almighty, all-knowing, ever-present God, okay? God is just the best term in the King James or in the English language. But his terminology here of Elohim is His character as Father. So He, when you read Genesis chapter 1, it reads, and God said, and Elohim said, the Creator, the Father, okay? That was the power, that was the characteristic that He was walking in at that time. So in the Hebrew language, that's who He is. He's Elohim. He's your Father first. Oh, come on now. Before you relate to Him as all-powerful, you must be able to relate to Him as Father first, Daddy. This is why the Bible says that Paul said that he called Him Abba, Father, Daddy, Daddy. In the Greek, that word Abba is Father or Daddy. So when you understand, let me just say it like this. He's Father, He's Daddy, and He exerts His power as God. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. Oh, come on, somebody. Well, let's just go here. I just want to encourage you. Just got a few more minutes. Father, lessen me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, everyone said amen and amen. Now listen, this is 2025. This is the season that you're anointed with God's divine grace as according to 1 Samuel 16:13. Now you must read the whole chapter, but it says in verse 12 and 13, and He sent for David and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, which means he was small, he was thin, he was You know, he had been working out with the sheep. Okay, he wasn't as tall and as muscular as his older brothers, and with all of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look at. So he was handsome, but he was small and puny. Okay, and the Lord said, "Arise and anoint him. Get up, stand up. Okay, come up to my level and recognize what I'm doing. Anoint him." This word anoint means to smear, to cover, to submerge in oil. And it also means to consecrate unto God. For this is he, okay? Now, understand something. How glory. Well, let me just continue. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in front of his family, the community, and his brethren, and the priests, and everyone represented. The whole community was there to watch what God was doing. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So when you understand right now that high glory, you have been anointed with God's divine grace, this same Spirit of the Lord, his divine essence, it's like the essential oils of perfumes and colognes. It's the concentrated extract that comes from the very plant, from the very flowers that the smell and the scent comes from. What God is saying, he's put this on you for such a time as now. Now, what you got to understand, that according to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, okay, it says, and we know all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose, who are the called. This phrase, the called, in the Greek means divinely selected and appointed. You've been God selected and appointed for such a time as now. Oh my gosh. Let me just type this for Instagram. You are divinely selected and appointed. Okay. Now let's go here. Let's see what this day is going to represent for you today. We are on March 10th, 2025, the 10th day of March, so the third month, 10th day, and we're on the 69th day of 2025. And it says right here, I typed this into my chat, and it says that March 10th, 2025, it marks a prophetic time of divine alignment, birthing new purpose, and walking in the fullness of God's anointing. The number 69 is the significance, and the significance of March 10th holds a deep biblical and prophetic meaning, represents spiritual maturity, completion, kingdom expansion, and supernatural breakthrough for those walking in their divine purpose. So the number 69 represents divine order and spiritual maturity. Like in Numbers chapter 6, verse 9, it says, if someone dies suddenly in your presence, defiling the hair that symbolizes their dedication, they must shave their head on the seventh day, the day of their cleansing. Okay. 69 represents a call to spiritual consecration, purity, and walking in the fullness of God's anointing. How does this connect to walking into your purpose? This is a season where believers will be called into deeper levels of consecration, preparation, and spiritual growth as they step into their kingdom assignments. 69 represents a season of divine birth and completion. He says, Do I bring to the moment of birth and not bring to delivery, or do I not call you and not bring to pass? 69 is prophetically connected to the completion of the gestational cycle and the birthing of something new. You've been pregnant for a long time, and God says, I'm bringing it to birth. There's been a vision. Now, listen, I'm telling you right now, according to Habakkuk chapter 2, the Bible says, write the vision down, make it plain, so he that read it can run with it. It's time for you to release and activate the vision of God, the spiritual revelation from God within you by writing it down. When you write down what God shows you in the spirit, you activate what's in the spirit into the natural realm. You bring the spirit into the natural. 69 is the sign of kingdom expansion and multiplication. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The number 69, as a prophetic meaning, is a time of spiritual realignment and acceleration. Woo! Isaiah 69 speaks of God's restoration of divine favor. You're going to walk in divine favor today. Walk in it. It's a time of supernatural grace and favor. Noah was a righteous man, Genesis 6, verse 9, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. 69 signifies walking in divine favor and grace to accomplish God's work. Those who are faithful and obedient will walk in supernatural favor, seeing God's hand move on their behalf. 69 is a release of divine inheritance and authority. Woo, my God. Believers are being anointed to lead in their spheres of influence, walking in bold faith to advance God's kingdom. The number 3 and the number 10 represents divine completeness and wholeness. 10 represents divine order, testing, and responsibility. And it's also, this is going to be a month of movement and divine shifting. So listen, let's go ahead and let's walk in this day. Let's get your seed ready. Amen. The Bible says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Listen, you can't reap a harvest without first sowing seed. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. So get your 2025 seed ready. High glory. Come on now. Listen. We are needing this week two people that can do high glory, the 2025 seed, needing new equipment for some things that we're trying to accomplish within the next week. Amen. So listen, or we can get, listen, 20 people that'll give $225. Listen, but sow your seed, okay? You can sow it through the ministry using PayPal, Restore MININTL, or you can use your smartphone and just scan the little QR code right there. You can use your banking at Zelle and go from Restore MININTL at Gmail and sow it from your bank account into the ministry bank account using our Gmail. We also have a Cash App for the ministry at $RestoredMI. Now, for those of you who want to take your giving to another level, you can do what's called the Teruma, okay, according to Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all first fruits of all things of every Teruma of every sort of Teruma shall be the priest. That word oblation, the Hebrew definition is, well, the Hebrew word is Teruma, which means given directly into the hand of the priest. When they did what's called a wave offering, they would put a portion of the growing harvest into a basket with wheat loaves and give it to the priest, and he would wave it before the Lord and speak the blessing. This is why it says, and you shall give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may speak or cause the blessing to rest in your house. Now, when you give it directly into the priest, I am the priest of the ministry, in my PayPal, Pastor Michael D. Bryan at Gmail, or my Zelle, Michael at rtuproductions.com, or my Cash App, $2ProfitMDBryan. I am speaking the word of the Lord and the blessing of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord makes you rich and add no sorrow. Plus, I speak Deuteronomy over your life. You're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Whatever your hands touch shall be blessed, and wherever the soles of your feet shall tread, it will be given unto you. When you sow it directly into my hand, that's what I do. So listen, get your anointed divine grace seed, your 2025 seed. Father, I thank you. You said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back to their bosom. I declare and decree that high glory, that they shall walk in the blessing of the Lord. They shall walk in the blessing of the Lord. They shall walk in the blessing of the Lord. And as they sow, the harvest is meeting them at the door at the same time. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Be blessed.